Broken relationships create all kinds of problems, whether they are work relationships or family or even a casual friend. I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and this week I want to talk about how we should deal with broken or wounded or even toxic relationships. A woman told me that she couldn't take part in her family's Christmas celebration as usual because her brother would be there and she's not speaking to her brother any longer. A friend of mine is in the midst of a broken marriage relationship, a marriage of over 30 years. It's not her fault that the relationship is broken, and she's doing all she can to repair it, but her pain is palpable. Another friend was downsized from an organization, and she felt the decision was extremely unfair. It came from people she had trusted as friends. But now that work relationship is severed, and it's caused an ongoing rift between her and the management she once respected. Think of the broken relationships in your own world, whether they are yours personally or those you are aware of. Just consider the ripple effect that broken and hurting relationships have, not only on the people directly involved, but inevitably on many others as well. Are we doomed to have to live with these broken relationships? And what is our duty and responsibility in trying to mend these broken relationships? Well, consider what Jesus taught us to do when a relationship has been broken or wounded from Matthew chapter 5. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Jesus said that mending broken relationships takes priority over religious activities and duties. Did you see that? He taught us that mending broken relationships has a very high priority. So if there's a broken relationship in your life, ask yourself, what could I do today to begin the healing process? And ask the Lord to show you what the next right thing to do is. And then we'll talk about this more tomorrow. Did you know that you can join us every Tuesday evening for a Bible study on Zoom? We are now talking about defeating discouragement and looking at discouraged people in the Bible. So if you'd like to join us, all you have to do is go to ChristianWorkingWoman.org and sign up for it. It's free, and we'd love to have you join us. Remember that all of my devotionals are on the web at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.